Of four basketball games total here on WGIL as the boys will play twice in the Martin Luther King tournament as well. And you say, well, we're at Providence Catholic in New Lenox. Then we go to Manuka later. Why is that? Well, it's our own tournament, but we'll talk about that with Coach Massey in the interview coming up. Just kind of some of the things you have to do now to get teams to play when they're coming from this distance. You know, they would have to come to Galesburg twice. Didn't necessarily want to do that. They will be there on Saturday, both teams. So that's kind of the reason for it. But we've got two today, and of course, once we get done with our broadcast here, Brad Benno and Steve Cheeseman will have the Galesburg High boys. We'll run down that for you when they start. Then the girls at 4:30, about 4:06 pregame, and then the boys again later on tonight, about 6:40 for the pregame. So the Streaks come in with a record of 9-10 on the season. Of course, we didn't have the game Thursday night. They called that due to the cold condition, I guess, more to the ice and. I don't know if Rock Island didn't want to come down, but got postponed anyway. That game will be Monday, January 29th now. So the Streaks' last game was Monday night against Dunlap, and overall the Streaks didn't play a bad game, but down the stretch had their struggles and couldn't get over that hump. So, you know, as we'll talk about with Coach Massey coming up, Eric, we're seeing improvement in this team, but there's still some of the mistakes, whether it's turnovers or you know, sometimes not shooting the ball well. But I think the biggest thing has been the turnovers, especially the unforced turnovers.
Yeah, that keeps raising its ugly head in the season is the unforced turnovers, and a lot of the turnovers are, you know, it seems like a lot of time the Streaks kind of lose their focus on what exactly they're doing, and especially against the more aggressive teams, the teams that come out and they really pressure the girls. And we haven't seen them kind of focus in that tough game, especially at the end. I mean, that Dunlap game, realistically, that's a game that would have been a real nice win for the Streaks, especially with Dunlap being in the regional
right. And
everything else. And instead, you drop it, and now you've lost to quite a few teams in the regional. And so, realistically, the seeding keeps dropping. And I don't know if you saw, but Dunlap won got a one-point victory over Canton the next night. So, I mean, this is the part of the season where you got to start putting everything together. And you talked about it with Coach Massey after the last game. And you know, I haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen the girls kind of put together a solid game against a good team. In fact, as far as taking care of the basketball, the Streaks haven't had one game this year in which they've been under double-digit turnovers. And they've only had three games in which they were at 10 or 11. Otherwise, they're up north of that. And that's not a recipe for a lot of success. And when other teams take care of the basketball, when they hit free throws, when they shoot a decent percentage from the field, it makes it tough. And the Streaks have really played like the definition of a 500 team. They're averaging 42.9 points on the season. They're giving up 42.4 points per game on the season. Their Streaks overall shooting at 34.6, which isn't terrible, but they're only shooting at 22.8 from downtown. And then 56.7% from the free throw line, that's not going to help either. When you turn the ball over on average 20 times a game and your opponents are only turning it over 16 times a game.
Yeah, that 10 to 11 number, that actually is not a bad number. And Coach Massey's rule of thumb is he wants to keep it 15 or under. So, you know, you get to 10 or 11, you know you're putting yourself in a position to win. And the tough thing has been, even with some of those high turnover games, take Quincy, for example, Streaks still had opportunities to win. Dunlap as well still had opportunities to win that game.
Yeah, it's just a backbreaker, though, when they happen late in the fourth quarter.
Right, absolutely. We're here at Providence Catholic High School. You'll remember this if you're my age or around this school here in New Lenox, won the Class 1A Boys State Championship back in 1979. Walter Downing that went on to Marquette. Barney Mines went on and played at Bradley, both on that particular team. And I was surprised to see, I was looking at some information on this school yesterday and looking at their athletics website and their Hall of Fame. The first year of their Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame, was 05, and Walter Downing was put in right away. Barney Mines, who had a great career here, he was, I think, like a 1,400-point scorer, went on and was a starter, had a really good career at Bradley. He's just getting inducted this year. That kind of surprised me.
A lot of talent came through the school, too, though. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess maybe they limit how many people they put in each year, and you look at, I mean, the one thing that people, I guess my generation, would know is football, because they won football pretty much every year. When I was in high school, they won. They won 2001, 2004, after I would have graduated. So, yeah, I mean, They've always been a powerhouse down here in football and wrestling.
And they've got in their hallways some jerseys from a couple guys from the NFL. Well, a former, what was his name? Played for the Cubs, pitcher.
Pignatello.
Pignatello, who went here. I got a picture of him, his jersey, somebody from Major League Soccer, I think, as
Brad
well.
Brad Guzan.
Yeah, so I couldn't tell what the name was. But so, they've had their share of some pretty good athletes here at this school. We didn't get a chance to chat with Eileen Copenhaver. She's the head coach here at Providence Catholic High School. She was kind of hiding out. We're not sure. She must have been in the locker room because they have another gym, and our freshman girls were playing over there, and she wasn't in there. And I saw her in here briefly. I was on the other end of the floor talking to Coach Massey, and then she went back the other way. Again, must have been in the locker room, I guess. So we weren't able to get a chance to chat with her. Did get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and we'll hear from him coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at F&M Bank on East Main Street, and also on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and at Galesburg Nissan and North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Our pregame coaches interview is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey prior to this afternoon's contest between the Streaks and the Celtics of Providence Catholic. Coach, opener of the Martin Luther King tournament. And one of the fun things, and what you always do in your tournaments, you get good teams, get good competition, sometimes teams you haven't seen before, and this will be one of them.
Right, it is. You know, and it's good experience for our kids. You know, coming, playing at someplace else, and you know, our experience of come up and playing Catholic League, or the variety is good for us.
Well, and people are wondering, like, okay, it's part of our Martin Luther King tournament, but we're playing on the road. Well, it's gotten to the point to get teams to come down. They, especially from this distance, they might not want to come twice. So you were willing to come up on the road.
Right, it is. You know, I mean, in every sport's a little different of how you do things, and in, you know, girls basketball, you don't get as big a crowd, so you don't have, you know, the ability to give, you know, money to encourage people. And so, yeah, I mean, one of the things is of trying to set it up where that people get a chance to host, and, you know, probably in this tournament going to do that more so even, and so some teams may get one or two games, and this year I think actually Manuka gets three home games.
We're talking with Streaks head coach Evan Massey here, and your team has been, you've had your ups and downs, and it sounds like this Providence team is a little bit similar. They come in at 10-10. I was talking to, I think it was one of the parents over there. He said, yeah, we have some games where we just look really, really good, and some games where we don't look so good, and we have a tough third quarter. So it sounds like, you know, whichever team comes out and plays with a little bit of confidence will make some difference.
Yeah, you know, that may be true. You know, I think similar records and things. I'm hoping that maybe, you know, we've played, you know, a little bit bigger schools, and hopefully that will be an advantage. And, you know, it's funny of, I think as a coach you want to see the positive part, but I kind of felt like, you know, except for the Salem game at Mattoon, that we had played well, and then I thought we came out and except for not shooting well. We did all right at Quincy, and then, you know, Dunlap, we, you know, so-so. But hopefully we just have to clean up turnovers. But I kind of feel like we're maybe not having the results, but it seems like we're kind of, you know, playing better.
At least kind of turning the corner. And the one thing that's been really consistent, well, I guess a couple, rebounding for one, and your bigs playing well, but defensively you guys have been pretty good throughout the season.
Yeah. You know, that's, I mean, obviously that's our strength. And, you know, I think Andrea Sampson's come on, you know, really shooting the ball well, and has been a big plus for us. So, you know, hopefully we can kind of, you know, whether it translates into a bunch of wins, but hopefully we kind of get on a little roll as far as just playing a little more consistent, you know, game in, game out.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the pregame show. We'll come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
My name is Tom, and I'm currently cancer-free thanks to Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center. I'm the lead singer in a band that's been around since the 60s. So when I was diagnosed with a tonsillar tumor, I was fighting for my voice, my livelihood, and my life. I started researching non-surgical options that might shorten my recovery time and save my vocal cords. I discovered something I'd never heard of, proton therapy.
Proton therapy is a precise form of radiation treatment ideal for brain, breast, head and neck, lung, pediatric, and prostate tumors because it targets only the tumor, minimizing damage to surrounding healthy tissue and vital organs.
Thanks to Northwestern Medicine, I'm still singing today.
Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center is the only proton therapy treatment center of its kind in Illinois. Better precision, better recovery, better treatments. Go to chicagoprotoncenter.com for more information.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street. And let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Here at Providence Catholic High School, New Lenox, Illinois, for Silver Streak Girls Basketball here on WGIL. Tom Meredith, along with Eric Gibson, the Streaks and the Celtics from Providence High School here. We'll get started slightly early. The sophomores got down a little bit early. Well, we'll be fairly close to noon, I guess, by the time they do the starting lineups. The sophomores, by the way, were a winner, 46-38. Last I had seen, the freshmen were up by 10 or 12 in their game as well, so I think they probably got a victory as well. So hopefully we can make it three here as we'll wrap things up here at Providence, then later on go over to Manuka to take on the Indians. We'll come back and bring you the starting lineups and the start of this afternoon's contest next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 HEAT.
It's a simple concept, wheel alignment for life. Get four tires at Dave's Auto Body and you qualify for a free four-wheel alignment for as long as you own your vehicle. Just ask us for a tire quote.
You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
GHS, girls. Girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Providence Catholic High School, New Lenox, Illinois, for Silver Street Girls Basketball. Let's go ahead and send things down to the PA announcer here, Mike Stenish.
And now the starting lineup for this morning's game, starting with the Silver Streak from Galesburg High School. Number 3, Kelsey Legg. Number 22, Andrea Sampson. Number 32, Chloe McCarthy. Number 50, Yvonne Mix. And number 52, Emily Minert. Streak are coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Breschinger, Kennedy Minert, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle. And now the starting lineup for your Providence Catholic Celtics. Number 5, Ashley Raymer. Number 20, Lauren Knight. Number 21, Ryan O'Garrick. Number 23, Abby Ragusa. And number 33, Katie Ross. The Celtics are coached by Eileen Copenhaver, assisted by Paul Gergis, Pat Brinken, and Jenna Major. The officials for tonight's game are Mike Bibbitts, Marvin Shade, and Kevin Joyce.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Mike Stenish here at Providence Catholic High School. Silver Street girls basketball here on WGIO. The Streaks actually in their home white silver numbers, trimmed in black and silver. The Celtics in their road, forest green almost. They used to wear more Kelly green, but it's more now more the dark green that they wear with white numbers and black trim.
I almost call these, aren't these like the Streaks alternate home jerseys?
Oh, actually, I think they are.
Because they're
right.
Wearing the ones from last year with the G on the shorts.
Yeah, so maybe we're going to be wearing white later today, too, when we go over to Minoka.
Yeah, well, these will be the alternate homes.
Okay, so the alternate home jersey. All right, in the center circle, 5'11", Emily Minert for the Streaks. And at 5'7", Katie Rost for the Celtics. Tip one by the Streaks. It is Kelsey Legg in the backcourt. Providence comes out in a man-to-man. Emily Minert, right wing to Kelsey Legg. Missed Yvonne going down the side there. Now Andrea Sampson for three, top of the key, can't hit. So the ball is going to fall out of bounds. Had a good look at it. We're actually set up on a stage here, so we're right behind the basket that the Streaks are coming toward us at this point here this afternoon.
I actually think it was a good decision not to hit Yvonne right there, because what happened was they Providence switched, and they didn't do a very good job switching because both players ended up on Yvonne, and Andrea was up top wide open, and she got a look at it, but unfortunately was not able to hit that.
This is Ashley Raymer with it. Out high, goes down to the right side to Ragusa, or Katie Rost, excuse me. Now it's Ashley Raymer with it. Right wing, goes baseline, kicks back out high to Lauren Knight. Knight drives left, kicks out on the left wing, and it goes to Ragusa. This is Raymer. Drives in. A runner in the paint. Scoops it up. No good. Emily Minert with a rebound for the Streaks. No score. 7-10 to play here in the first quarter. Kelsey Legg for the Streaks. Dribbles right. Right wing. It goes to Emily Minert. Out high right side. Yvonne Mixon. Now it's Kelsey Legg out top of the key. Right wing. Andrea Sampson fakes the three. Penetrates. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Missed it. But
a charge call.
Wow.
That was a terrible call. Basically what he said was, after Andrea had taken the shot, come back down, then hit the girl, that it was a charge. And that's
wasn't set anyway. She was kind of moving around with Andrea.
The whole freedom of motion thing is supposed to do away with those garbage charge calls, and obviously they're not so there.
Three from the top of the key. Ashley Raymer is up and in. Providence on the board first. First foul in the game was on Andrea Sampson. 6:35 to play first quarter. Kelsey Legg down to the right baseline. Cut off. Kicks back out to Yvonne. Top of the key. Down to the low block. Goes to Emily. She lost a handle on it. Great hustle by Kelsey Legg to pick it up down to the right corner. Now drives baseline. Tried to bounce for Chloe McCarthy. And it got stolen away by Lauren Knight. Now we're going to have a reach.
Yeah, Chloe didn't have a good post up. And then Kelsey had to try to force it into her because she was running along the baseline and nearly falling out of bounds.
Did that go against Yvonne? Yeah, Yvonne Mixon picked up the foul. Other than having our mic right in the PA guy's face, you cannot. That PA is it's a horrible sound system. Inbound comes, and it's finally run down by Knight for Providence. Be careful there, Yvonne. Shot up down on the right block and missed by O'Garrick, and got her own rebound, missed again. And now Kelsey Legg has it for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Top of the key, it is Andrea Sampson. I got to remember which is right and left, because it would be opposite the way we're sitting here. We're looking straight on. Yvonne between the circles in the paint. Andrea pulls up with an 8-footer. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Ashley Raymer. Andrea had a good look at it. That's actually a nice play. She might have been able to get to the rim, though, on that one.
Well, the ball just kind of came off the side of her hand when she went up with it. And that's why she missed it off to the side.
Penetration up and no good. That is Ragusa, and the rebound off of
It was.
Oh, what I thought.
Because
I thought Ragusa had hit it last.
No, Andrea had caught it, and Ragusa knocked it off her leg, and it rolled out of bounds.
First substitutions: Megan Lingefelter in for the Streaks. Also, we've got Lauren Campbell in. Inbound comes to Lauren Knight, and a foul away from the ball. Who's that go against? So a Deja Range in as well for the Streaks. Who got the call? Oh, they called it on Deja. Okay, third team foul already on the Streaks.
Jeez.
It's kind of that way in the sophomore game. We had way more fouls than they did.
Well, sometimes when you go this far.
Yep. Lauren Knight, right of the center circle, goes to Ashley Raymer. Raymer drives right, gives way to O'Garrick. She drives in the paint, runner up and no good, and the rebound knocked away, and it's going to hit the end line as Raymer was trying to reel it in and pass it, but it hit the end line, and the Streaks will bring it back this way. 5:13 to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 3-0. Providence Catholic at 10-10 on the season. The Streaks at 9-10. Deja Range out high on the left side, top of the key. Emily Miner. Right side it goes to Kelsey Legg. Back door. Emily Miner fakes up off the glass. Rolled off. No good. Gets her own rebound. Got fouled. No call. And a rebound comes down to O'Gara. Somebody got her on the elbow there right in front of us and right in front of the official. Out high right side it goes to O'Garrick. Out high left side now. This is Rost. Now Ragusa left wing. Brings it out. Hands off to Rost. She'll drive baseline. Cut off by Lauren Campbell. Kicks back out high between the circles to Knight. Right baseline Ragusa. Cut off by Emily Miner. Looking for some help. And now the pass stolen away by Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the run. Streaks with numbers. Down it goes to Lauren Campbell. Left wing. Fires a three. Short rebound. Emily Miner. And kicks out to Megan Lingenfelter. 15-footer in and out. The free throw rebound comes down to Raymer for Providence Catholic. Streak's just not able to get the lid off the basket yet.
It's probably because they're shooting at us.
Yeah, probably so. Well, yeah, we got the open. I guess we need to pull these curtains in a little bit further, make a better shooting background. This is O'Garrick. Top of the key, dribbles right, picks up. Left side, three-pointer up and good. And that was Lauren Knight. So they've got a couple of threes and lead 6-0 with just under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
This is one of the fastest 10 calls I've ever seen. That guy was, like, flying through the numbers. I coached a game the other day where every arm movement was, like, 3 seconds, and we never were able to get a 10 call.
Deja got it down to the block. Shot was blocked, and Raymer comes away with it.
Arguably fouled.
Yeah, I thought she got her with a body. Had a hand on top of the ball. But
Megan with the steal.
And Kelsey has it. Now Lauren, left wing. Dribbles left, picks up. Back out to Kelsey between the circles. She'll reset the offense against the Providence man-to-man. Deja out high left side, left wing to Lauren. Now goes back top of the key to Megan. Megan Lingenfelter, right wing, Kelsey Legg. As Deja posted up, didn't get it to her, back to Megan. Now it's Lauren out high left side. Emily high post, right wing, Kelsey Legg. She'll penetrate right baseline. Gets cut off and kicks out to Lauren Campbell on the left wing for three. That's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Raymer for Providence. On the run now, it's Knight for the Celtics.
Man, does this feel like Quincy.
Yep.
Couldn't buy a shot at the beginning of the Quincy game, and now we're going to get another foul on the streaks. This one against Kelsey Legg.
I wasn't sure they're going to call Kelsey or Lauren. Yep, they did call Kelsey for the reach. That's her first 14 fouls now on the streaks as Andrea Sampson checks back in.
Coach Massey going with a four-person change. Yeah. We haven't seen that this year.
Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon check back in. So does Chloe McCarthy. Also Riley Jenkins, the freshman, in for the first time here this afternoon. In for Providence is Courtney Mihalik. Also Maddie Bear, B-E-A-R, Maddie Bear, 5'10 junior. They've only got two seniors on this team. Pass over the top to Bear. Nice job. They got it over the outstretched arm of Yvonne Mixon. That doesn't happen too often. And Bear reeled it in, puts it up and in. And they get 8-0 Providence. 2.5 minutes to play first quarter. Chloe McCarthy out high right side. Riley Jenkins. Riley down the left side of the lane. Kicks out to Chloe for three on the left wing. In and out. No good. Oh come on. Really? They called Yvonne for going over the back. There's been so much contact on any shot we've had in the paint. And you're going to call that? I better not be too loud. He can probably hear me.
Right, but who cares?
So the foul on Yvonne. That's two on her, five on the streaks, none on Providence.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, that's the bigger thing. Yeah. If you're going to call it both ways, because we're getting mugged in the lane, and you're going to call that ticky-tack pushing the back, allegedly, on the rebound. I mean, both players were battling for the board there.
Pass over the top. Bear couldn't hold on that time. It's going to come back the other way. Good job fronting by Deja. Then Yvonne came over and doubled from the weak side.
Somebody's got to throw the ball in.
Emily Miner back in. I'm surprised he hadn't dropped it and started counting. He was waiting. He was waiting for the streak.
Watch how fast he counts. Oh, now he's going to go. Oh, no.
He is going fast. Oh, then he only counted three and then stopped.
But did you see how fast he
goes? Yeah, he was.
It's slow and then boom, boom, boom.
I have never seen that before. Riley Jenkins with it. Goes out of the key to Emily Meinert. Emily dribbles right. Now picks up and hands to Andrea Sampson. Andrea goes right baseline, leans in up off the glass and in.
Finally.
Nice move by Andrea. Had the defense coming out and overplaying. Went back door 8-2. Streaks trail 1:33 to play first quarter. Left wing. This is Peyton Bruni in. Now it's another three. Good by Ashley Raymer. Her second of the game. And it's 11-2 Providence.
Streaks had missed their first nine shots until that two by Andrea.
Now backdoor pass from over the top from Deja Range to Emily Minard. Emily puts it up and in. Hopefully we'll get that post established or down under the down on the block. 11 4 Street Trail. Just over a minute to play first quarter.
I will tell you this head coach, Copenhaver for Providence, very loud.
Yes, she is. Yeah, if you can hear yelling in the background, it is her. Yeah. And she's a ways from us, too. Under a minute to play. She's
definitely figured out the echoes in this gym.
Yeah, absolutely. She gets the right angles.
Wow, they're going a total ISO here.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to try to run some clock.
One. Yeah, 37 to play. This is Mahalik with it on the dribble, being handled by Andrew Sands. Where's the quick? I mean, that should have been a 5 second there.
He's not even counting.
Yeah, they didn't even count. I mean, Andrea was right on top of her. She dribbled, and they didn't even count.
They need to go to the other sideline because that's where the quick counter is.
Well, that should have been a travel as shot up and missed by Raymer. She can hit a three, but missed the easy one that time. 15 seconds to play. Streets get it back. And they'll have a shot at it to end the quarter. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side. Now with 9. Now with 7. Riley dribbles left with 5 and a... Hey!
Oh, wow! Foul called on Providence.
First one with 4.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. First foul called on the Celtics. A push. And you could argue that was ticky-tack. Not really, because he did push her, but they hadn't been calling that. So that's the first foul that goes against Knight.
Riley Chalkley in for Riley Jenkins. We have a Riley for Riley substitution.
4.5 to play. Inbound comes to Emily Minard. Turns, fires a three.
I can't believe that's a shot Coach Massey wanted.
Rebound to Raymer. Yeah, there was plenty of time. And we have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Providence Catholic Celtics 11, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Stick it to you, the new gray WGIL button. And if you're spotted, you can win cash. Find out more at WGIL.com.
Second quarter just underway from Providence Catholic High School in New Lenox. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silvertrees trailing 11-4. Providence with the basketball. This is O'Garrick drives in, bounces down on the right block. A nice closeout by the Streaks as they had to kick it out. Now it is Ragusa, then Mahalik fires a three from the left baseline, puts it up and in.
Well, they definitely had the Streaks chasing there. Nice ball movement right there by the Celtics, and the Streaks were not able to catch up. And what's that, the third, fourth three?
Fourth three. Yeah. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, 7.5 to play first half. Streaks trail by 10, 14-4. Andrea stops and fires a three out high right side. Good! There we go. Maybe that'll help get the lid off the basket. 14-7.
At the very least, it should give the Streaks a little bit more confidence. I don't know what this they're playing 1-3-1.
Oh, I was going to say, Andrea's out there chasing, and nobody else was helping her out, it looked like. Nice look underneath, and I'm surprised they didn't call a foul there as they got it back behind Bruni. Peyton Bruni puts it up and in. And it's 16-7, and Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout.
He can't be happy with the 1-3-1 right there because there was terrible defensive rotation there. I don't know if it looked like Riley Chalkley was on the baseline. It looked like she was confused as to where she was supposed to be on that play, and there was a dump down that turned into an easy two.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And Galesburg Nissan, now the home of the lifetime warranty and the place where you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Driving a 2015 Nissan Rogue. You want to check this out. Really, really nice. I like the backup camera, but it's also got it's the overhead view. It looks like there's a camera actually over the top of you.
From a satellite, maybe?
It could be. Or maybe not. Maybe there's other technology. There's other ways to do that somehow. But that's what it looks like, though. It's crazy. And but anyway, really, really nice ride. But here you go. The Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty. Now, this, any vehicle you buy 5 years old or newer that's under 80,000 miles, you get this Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty. It includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, no cost to you. As the Streaks get a basket, and I didn't see who it was. I was looking down. Andrea Sampson for
nice little set play for the Streaks. Curl in for Andrea. She got the pass from Yvonne and was able to just hit the short jumper.
Now Ragusa with a 17-footer out high on the left side. She puts it up and in. That's her first basket. It's now 18-9.
Every time Providence the Streaks get a bucket, there's an answer right away from Providence.
Now Emily tried to get it to Andrea, posted up. I think that's a good matchup. That's a good idea, but you gotta fake high and go low with that pass, or fake low and go high, because I think Andrea's going to be able to score down there if they can get it to her down on the block. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Ask them about the Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty, as Andrea caught the ball on the sideline in front of the Providence bench, and got a foot out of bounds. 6:19 to play, first half. Streaks trail 18-9 to Providence Catholic. First of two today for the girls. Boys with two games as well. We'll get down here, and the boys will take over there at home, and Brad and Steve will be there at Johnson's Gym. Boy, a great hustle by Yvonne and Kelsey, but they kind of got tangled up chasing the ball down, and Yvonne bounced the ball off Kelsey's leg, so it goes back to Providence.
Well, just no communication there. One of them has to call the other one off, and both of them were going for it, and unfortunately, Kelsey's foot got just enough of the ball to kick it out of bounds.
Left wing, Ragusa back to Knight out high on the left side. Back to Ragusa on the wing, penetrates, kicks over right side to Rost. Now Mihalik, left wing to Ragusa. Top of the key it goes to Knight. She'll dribble left down the left side of the lane. A bump from Kelsey, no call. I'm surprised that didn't get called, but she was able to get the ball out to Mihalik. Now it's O'Garrick. And Yvonne knocks it away and comes up with a steal. Great hustle by Yvonne Mixon. Now gets to Emily running the floor. Up off the glass and in. Great play by Yvonne Mixon. My goodness. And props to Emily Miner for running the floor on that as well. And the recipient, now it's 18-11 Streaks Trail. Now a steal by Chloe McCarthy under the basket. Up off the glass. Scored. And she's fouled by Ragusa. So cut it to 18-13 now. And possibly to 18-14 as Chloe McCarthy, after the steal by Andrea Sampson, fed it to Chloe right under the basket. Did have to take a dribble and step back a little bit to get a good shot as Coach Copenhagen calls timeout. And I guess this is just a 30 as well, with 5:28 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 18-13. That play by Yvonne Mixon, I mean, first she just tapped the ball and it got loose, and then she outran O'Garrick for it. And then it kind of got tapped away again, and I don't know how somehow Yvonne was able to gather it, not only gather it, but then get the pass off to Emily, who was running the floor. So a great defensive play by Yvonne, and then a great job of finding Emily running the floor. And then the steal on the inbound by Andrea Sampson, and the Streaks now trail 18-13. So, one of the parents I was talking to, as I said, when I started Coach Massey, kind of talked about that this team, especially when they come out in the third quarter, has had their problems. So I would think maybe Coach Massey will come out with this full court press at the start of the third quarter as well. Maybe get a little blitz on.
Yeah, and you know, the tough thing for an opposing team is at the front of the press is Emily Miner, who is one of the more athletic big players that you're going to see throughout the course of the season.
Chloe McCarthy puts the free throw up and in. She's got a quick three-point run. It's now 18-14. Streaks were down by 10. Now they're down by 4. 5.5 minutes to play here in the half. Ooh, there was a travel on O'Garrick, not called. Spins and
traveled
again. Twice she traveled on that play.
They're going to call a foul on Yvonne?
And that's her third. Wow.
Where was the foul? B, how do you not call that travel?
Yeah, I mean, she did it out here. She caught the ball, took a step before she put it on the floor. Then she went down and spun, kind of posted up, and then spun and picked up the pivot foot again. So O'Garrick hits the first free throw.
That, I just Coach Massey's a lot calmer than I'd be right now, because that was ridiculous. I mean, because she clearly switched pivot feet to be able to pull that move off.
Yeah. And second free throw up. Missed that one. Rebound. Deja Range off her hand. But Chloe McCarthy runs it down. They got pushed out of bounds. And the foul's going to go against, Raymer. And now three team fouls on Providence. So Yvonne's had to go to the bench now. Or was that her third? I think that was Yvonne's third. So that is unfortunate. But what a great defensive play she had made. So Kelsey Legg back in. She'll dribble right. Cross midcourt. Hands off to Andrea Sampson. Andrea out high right side. Back to Kelsey. She'll reset. Now it's Kelsey, right of the center circle, dribbles left. Left of the center circle now. Back door, Emily Miner, tend to got knocked away over the top. Oh, she was out of bounds.
Yeah.
They say she saved it in, but she was out of bounds. I was waiting for the whistle to blow because Raymer was standing out of bounds when she saved it. O'Garrick misses a 10-footer from the left wing. No good. And Kelsey Legg with a rebound to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Andrea, high post to Deja Range. Bounces for Emily Miner. Got pushed. She's getting low. Oh, my gosh. She got pushed. She traveled because she got pushed.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So we missed the travel. Two travels going the other way. And now.
Unbelievable.
Now Emily got pushed and traveled as a result. And they call the travel. Knight checked back in for Providence. They've got numbers. Down court goes to Mihalik down on the right block.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to get called for a push. And Mihalik was just off balance. She was falling to her right when she went up for the shot. And Deja gets called for the foul.
Well, there's some hometown cooking going on here. That's
absolutely
for sure.
So now that's two on Deja. Yvonne with three. Deja with two. Fortunately, Emily Miner doesn't have one yet.
Which wow. Usually that equation never happens.
My goodness. Man. Mihalik hits the first free throw. 20-14, Providence. Megan Lingenfelter back in. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break. 4:33 to play first half. Streaks trailing 20-14. Mihalik, left-handed shot is up and bounces off. No good. Emily Miner with the rebound.
Outlet to call for a foul.
Yeah. Outlet to Riley Chalkley. Riley across midcourt right side. Now gets knocked away and stolen by Lauren Knight. Knight down the right side. And, of course, Riley's going to call for the foul on the shot. Shot is up and in. I don't know that there was any more contact on that than there was on the steal. And normally, I didn't mention it on the steal because I didn't, you know, it's fairly clean and I have no problem with that little bit of contact. But it's the same contact on the shot that was Knight missed the free throw. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know that Riley believed that she's going to come up and get that pressure. And then when she did, it's tough when you get that little bit of contact because it separates you from the ball.
Megan Lingenfelter for three, right wing. Good on the feed from Riley Chalkley. Megan with her first basket, 22-17. Numbers, Mihalik down on the right side, scooped it up off the glass, missed it, and nope, O'Garrick went over the back, but Emily Miner able to bring the rebound. Now she'd gone over the back of Megan Lingenfelter. Now Megan has it on the right wing. To Emily, top of the key, out high left side, it goes to Riley Chalkley. Riley looks over the defense, now gives to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, she'll dribble right, picks up, bounces for Riley out between the circles. Riley Chalkley with it down the right side of the lane, scoops it up, got fouled, no call.
Wow.
How do you not call the foul on the shot and then you get Emily Miner gets called on the rebound? Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
This is worse than Southern Illinois. I mean, Riley got hammered on that shot. So that's 9 team fouls on the streaks. We're going to walk back the other way. I shouldn't have mentioned that Emily hadn't gotten a foul call yet.
Well, and Coach Massey talking to the official right now, I mean, that was just unbelievable. They've called any contact that happens on a shot down at the other end of the floor. Riley gets hit here, misses the shot, and then Emily going for the rebound, there's a little bit of contact,
Wow. Jeez. So, Katie Rost goes to the free throw line, 5'7", sophomore for Providence Catholic. They lead 22-17, 3:29 to play here in the first half. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. Foul discrepancy 9-3 right now. And coach is talking to one of the other officials now. I mean, wow.
Well, it's just incredible. I mean, I don't understand what this crew is doing.
Yeah. Second shot bounces around and falls through and make it 24-17 Providence.
There's just no consistency. It's one thing if you're going to call it tight, call it tight.
Right.
If you're going to call it loose, call it loose. But you can't call it tight on one end and loose on the other end.
Emily Miner out high on the left side. Gives to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Chloe on the dribble gets picked from Emily. Goes right side. Pulls up with a runner.
A
block. Oh, look
at
that.
Holy cow.
Wow. Chloe puts it up. I thought for sure it was going to be a charge. I was with you on that one. I thought for sure it was, but Chloe puts it up and in. They call the block, and she's got a chance. This will be her second traditional three-point play here in the second quarter if she can hit this free throw. 24-17 now.
I'm in disbelief right now.
And Chloe makes the shot. She's got six, make it 24-20. So the streak's hanging in spite of the odds. The foul went against Rost. That was her first. Mahalik.
That has to be. Oh, they're at the Chargers.
Yes, wow. Hey, two in a row. Good call.
Coach Massey's discussion with that official worked. That was the guy he was talking to.
Yep, and that was Raymer that put her shoulder down and tried to run over Kelsey Legg going to the
basket.
That's
her second, right?
Yes, it is. She's got two now, and good job by Kelsey Legg holding her ground there. And, yeah, there was no doubt about that one, that she lowered the shoulder. 3 minutes to play, first half, Streaks trail 24-20. Emily Miner to Deja Range, top of the key, out high left side. It's Kelsey Legg. Right wing, Megan Lingenfelter fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes to Lauren Knight for Providence. Thought Megan had that one.
So did I. It looked right on point. We're right behind the rim.
Now Raymer. Oh, my goodness. The official on the far side of the floor away from the play threw a bunch of traffic, called a foul that, wow. Kelsey Legg got
Kelsey,
called for it.
Her second.
Wow. He was, again, and I'm not going to say there wasn't contact, but the guy that was right on top of the play didn't call, and he was across the floor through traffic. So at the free throw line, it is
Knight.
She hits the first. 2:42 to play, first half. Streaks trail 25-20. Second shot for Knight is up and good. 26-20. Megan Lingenfelter. Emily just got pushed again, and
then a
call.
Then a slap on the wrist.
And now near turnover. Good hustle by Deja to get the ball back. Now Emily Miner, right wing. Try to get
there's a hold, and he's got her. That's her third.
I think
that's on Raymer.
I think this official, the one that made that call, are going to have a problem at halftime because I don't think this one likes the way that guy's calling it now. So Raymer, that's.
Oh, they have Kelsey for three.
What?
They have Kelsey for three on the board.
Huh. Okay.
Well, you and I only had her for two.
Yeah. So Riley Chalkley to inbound, and it comes to Chloe McCarthy out high on the left side. That was the third foul on Raymer. She went to the bench. Back in was Peyton Bruni. Riley Chalkley with it. Bounces for Megan Lingenfelter. Right baseline. It goes to Emily Miner. Back to Riley Chalkley on high left side. Chloe McCarthy left wing. Megan Lingenfelter. Now Deja Range on the left baseline. On top of the three-point arc. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy. She'll reset. Bounces to Riley Chalkley near the center circle. Right wing. Megan Lingenfelter. Bounce to Emily Miner. She'll put it on the floor. Now picks up. Bounces for Deja Range. Push from behind. No call.
Oh, my gosh.
Ball got knocked away by Bruni, and it's going to go back to Providence.
Somehow. I'm not exactly sure how. If you're not going to call the push foul, I don't know how you didn't call it out on Bruni because she was the last one to touch the ball.
All right, so we'll go back the other way with 1:55 to play of the half. Streaks trailing 26-20. This is Knight, top of the key, bounces right side for Mahalik. Now it is Ragusa.
I think Coach Massey's still one of these other officials comes by the bench because the one by him,
he's already
got calling a better game. He needs a couple of these other guys to get involved.
He's the only one going that direction, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Ragusa gives to Knight out between the circles, spins, gives out high left side to Rost. Now it's Mahalik. Now it's Ragusa with it on the left side out high. Out
I will
the center
tell
circle.
You what, if Coach Bazanin from Quincy was heavily involved in coaching during the game, this coach calls every pass and defense. And
Riley Chalkley with a reach that time. That one I'll give you. That was a foul.
Yes, that was definitely a foul.
First on Riley, 1:15 to play in the half.
Oh, well, maybe that's the issue. I had Riley for two. Oh, no, she's got two.
Oh, okay. Well, see, they got an extra one then. Because, I don't know. Let me count. The first free throw is up and good by Knight. And by the way, this is a two-shot foul because that is we're
of
in the
course,
super
doubled.
Bonus.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got us for 10 fouls. Was that the 11? No, that
I think
was
that was the
11. Okay. Well, second shot up and good as well. Knight 4 for 4 from the line. She's four for five.
Yeah.
Here in the second quarter, 28-20 now. Streaks trail.
Streaks keep getting it down to just four, and then they push it right back. The free throw line has been very nice to them.
Andrea Sampson, Lauren Campbell, Riley Jenkins back in. Riley down the left side of the lane, lays it up off the
nice
glass.
Nice move.
In. Good move by Riley Jenkins. The freshman took it all the way down. And
well, and the hesitation when she got up there so she wouldn't draw the foul. Oh, we're going to get a foul. This is a foul on Emily. That's her second.
Yeah, she kind of bodied up in the trap. And as she was kind of coming in, Ragusa was coming that way too. And it knocked Ragusa backwards. So now we'll walk it back the other way again for two more free throws. And this will be Abby Ragusa going to the free throw line. With two shots.
I'm not going to say that Emily didn't hit her.
Yeah.
She definitely had contact with her. But it was definitely one of those ones where you make sure the official knows. Because there was no reason that Ragusa should have gone to the ground on that one. Yet she did.
First free throw in and out, no good. Into the lineup for Providence, Megan Jeffries, a 5'10 junior. Also back in is Lauren Knight.
This might only be a three-quarter game because I don't know. Coach Vancey's going to have enough players to finish this one at this rate.
My goodness. So, what, 12 team fouls down the streak. Second free throw is up and good for Ragusa. 29-22 streak trail, 54 seconds to play here in the half. Emily Minor right wing. Deja Range out high right side to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Fakes, goes baseline, pulls up with a 15-footer. Good! Nice move by Andrea. Good take. She's got nine and make it 29-24. 38 seconds to play. Full court pressure. Inbound
trap,
comes
tonight. Trap.
Yep, they left somebody open, though. That was
Riley Jenkins. Oh, and they're going to turn it over anyway. Riley Jenkins had cut over. She was playing kind of the center field position. She cut over to the other side of the floor. You know, I think most coaches would want you to stay near side because that's the easier pass.
See if Coach Massey's going to work for one here with 22 seconds to play, trailing 29-24 as the first half time dwindles down. Looks like they're going to work for one. Riley with it in the center circle with 12. Dribbles right with 11. Now they're going to start counting as she's dribbling. Don't get a five call here.
Yes, it off to that guy counting.
Yeah. Now Lauren Campbell for three, right wing. Bounces high, no good. Deja Range guys for the rebound. No call on the over the back. Emily Minor with the rebound, but put back is too late. Deja got fouled going after that rebound because if she would have been able to bring it down without getting pushed, she would have had a good putback. But we have played one half of basketball. It is the Providence Catholic Celtics 29, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 24. Come back with our halftime show and the streak head coach Evan Massey kind of talking to the officials.
No,
as
he actually didn't.
Oh, didn't he? He didn't say
the official was saying. Yeah, the official was saying something.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think Coach Massey felt better of it to keep his mouth shut when he was walking by.
We'll run down our halftime stats, halftime scoreboard, and more. Streaks trail 29-24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg, Knoxville, Abingdon, and Avon, and at Galesburg Animal Hospital on East Fremont Street in Galesburg. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy three tires and get one for a buck, or pay full price for four tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy three, get one for a buck. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Mump, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you four beautiful tires for the price of three, plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail, the Providence Catholic Celtics 29-24. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson here at Providence Catholic High School in New Lenox, Illinois. First game of the Martin Luther King Tournament on the girls' side. The boys, of course, had a game last Thursday, a week ago Thursday, against Rockford East.
And, E-Rabs.
The E-Rabs, and they'll play again later today. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Sophomores a winner here this morning, 46-38. Streaks were outscored 11-4 in that first quarter, and then outscored Providence 20-18 in that second quarter, trail 29-24. So when we're done with this broadcast here from Providence High School, the Galesburg High boys will be in action in their portion of the tournament, the Martin Luther King tournament. They're going to be taking on Manuka, so boys and girls playing Manuka back-to-back, but the boys will be playing at John Thiel Gym. Brad and Steve, about 1:10 for the pregame, and a 1:30 tip here on WGIL. And so we'll probably not have much, if any, of a postgame here today. And we talked to Coach Massey. He said they were going to be getting on the bus quickly to head over to Manuka anyway. So we'll do a quick wrap-up, name our Dave's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game when we wrap up here. And then Brad and Steve will take over from John Thiel Gym. Let's see. Also, we've got then the girls will turn around. We'll be at Manuka around 4:10 for the pregame, 4:30 scheduled tip. Then the boys will play again. They'll take on the Maine South Hawks tonight, 6:40 scheduled pregame, and 7 o'clock tip with Brad and Steve coming up later tonight here on WGIL. First game at Thiel just ended a few minutes ago. And let's see. It was Peoria High, Rockford East. The Cortez Mosley of Peoria High, let's see, they had the ball, let's see, they were out on the Rockford East baseline, thanks to Brad Benowitz, by the way, threw it into the front court to Cortez Mosley, caught it at the top of the key, turned, buried a three at the buzzer for a 56-54 win by Peoria High.
So and they had a big win last night, too, as they beat Normal West and Francis Okoro.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. They beat
Normal West is top 10 in 4A.
Yeah, they beat them last night.
So Peoria High comes out with a win over Rockford East on a last second. I guess it was kind of like the Christian Leitner shot against Kentucky, it sounds like there. All right, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks trail by a score of 29-24. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with a mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
So look at the WGIL forecast. Remaining sunny the remainder of the day. 16 for the high. Wind chill to 9 below. Clear low 1 above tonight. Sun and 21 tomorrow. And snow likely tomorrow night. Low of 11 above. Monday, Martin Luther King Day. Partly sunny skies. Snow likely and a high of 13. Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 10. It's 11 above. And you're listening to 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Martin Luther King Tournament resumes today for the Galesburg boys basketball team as the Silver Streaks battle Manuka. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage this afternoon at 1:10 on WGIL.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail to Providence Catholic Celtics 29-24. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Andrea Sampson's 9 points on 3 2-pointers, a three-pointer. 2 points for Emily Miner on a basket. 2 for Yvonne Mixon on a basket. She's got 3 fouls. 6 points for Chloe McCarthy. 2 baskets, 2 free throws. Three-pointer from Megan Lingefelter, a basket for Riley Jenkins. The Streaks with 2 3-pointers in the half and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. On the other side of the scorebook for the Providence Catholic Celtics, Lauren Knight leading the way with 9 points, a 3, a 2, and 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Ashley Raymer on a couple of threes. 4 points for Courtney Mihalik on a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. A point for Ryan Ogarek on a free throw. 2 for Peyton Bruni on a basket. 3 for Abby Ragusa on a basket. 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Katie Rost on 2 free throws. 2 points for Maddie Bear on a basket. 4 3-pointers. What, 4 for 4 from behind the arc? Is that right?
Yes.
And 9 for 13 from the line. And honestly, that's the biggest stat right there, is that discrepancy in free throws. But yeah, so the Streaks in it, I mean, it's going to be a tough road to hoe. But the in a game like this, you can't make unforced turnovers and mistakes when you just have to pretty much do everything right. But let's look at team stats.
Yeah, I mean, 7 turnovers apiece, so not bad for the Streaks. They had 3 in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter, so pretty evenly split up there. Streaks are out-rebounding the Celtics 13-10, including 3-1 in the offensive end. Celtics are 8 of 16 from the field, 4 of 4 from downtown, as Tom said, and the Streaks are 10 of 23, 2 of 9 from downtown. So, you know, the Streaks, I really think, just need to find a couple shots, and I think that could turn this game in a hurry.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide us transportation, all Streaks road games. You got to go in and ask them about the pro-certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles. Doesn't cost you anything. That's the key. You hear a lot about different plans. It's more like an insurance coverage. This doesn't cost you anything. This is all vehicles that are 5 years old or newer that have under 80,000 miles on them. Check it out. Galesburg Nissan, your home with a lifetime warranty. And you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Left wing, it is Andrea Sampson down the left block to Emily Meinert up off the glass and in. Good to see that established right away. She's got 4 and make it 29-26.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, too often the Streaks go away from that, and I think that's there against a lot of teams, so we'll see if they get back to it here.
Streaks in a 1-3-1 zone. Left baseline, Mihalik, or rather that was Mihalik. And the paint goes to Ogara, kicks out. She's still standing in the lane, no 3 second call. 3-pointers, an air ball, but there for the rebound is Rost. Gets to Knight, top of the key, Mihalik thought about the three. That was her first miss from behind the arc. This is Knight with it. Penetrates, kicks out to Ragusa, back to Knight, top of the key. Right baseline, it goes to Rost.
Looks like the Streaks are going man-to-man now.
Oh, now, okay. Yeah, they are. Yep. And now, gonna travel. Hey, look at that.
Wow.
Look at that. Ragusa took a step with it, and it actually got called.
Maybe things are changing.
I'm not sure. Coach Massey's talking about, just telling the team they need to, defensively, they need to talk a little more. So Yvonne Mixon back out on the floor. She's got 3 fouls, under 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 29-26. Yvonne Mixon, top of the key in the paint. It goes to Emily Meinert down the left side. Left hand too strong off the glass. Yvonne got a fingertip on the rebound, but now coming away with it is Mihalik for Providence. Down the left side, knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. Mihalik got a back travel, kicked it out top to Rost. Now this is Knight. Cut off on the baseline by Kelsey Lake. Scoops the shot up. Can't hit, but a rebound brought down by Rost. This is Ragusa left wing. She'll penetrate, and nobody cut her off. Laid it up, but missed it. And Andrea Sampson with a rebound for the Streaks.
Well, it was reluctantly, too. Yeah. I don't know where everybody thought the rebound was going.
Now Chloe McCarthy to Yvonne Mixon running the floor. Yvonne lays it up left side and in, and she's got 4. And a quick timeout called by Eileen Copenhaver with 6:17 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 29-28, and this is what the parent had told me. Said, "Yeah, third quarter sometimes our downfall." And the Streaks coming out trying to take advantage of that as they now trail by 1. They were down by as many as 10 in that first half.
We were talking at halftime about Peoria High and that they beat Normal West last night. I'm reading the article from the PJ Star. Normal West was without Francis Okoro. He had sustained an ankle injury
earlier
in the week. So
what, he's 6'9"?
Yeah, 6'9", yeah. Junior. Probably
very athletic.
Arguably one of the state's top juniors. So.
And a kid that hasn't been playing basketball for very long, just kind of learning, so he's got a ton of upside. All right.
But Cortez Mosley had 16 last night, too.
Okay. All right, and he's the one that hit the winning shot today against Rockford East. 6:17 to play, third quarter. Streaks trail 29-28. Providence with the basketball. And the inbound pass blocked away by Emily Miner and nearly went back off of Ross.
I think that's what Emily's saying is.
Coach Massey's laughing because the official's trying to tell him that. I thought the ball hit her when she was still standing out of bounds.
That's what they're saying, but he's saying that what happened was when it got batted down, it hit the end line.
Oh, okay.
And Coach Massey doesn't obviously believe him. Understandably so, and right. Emily doesn't believe him either.
This is Knight with it. Left wing goes to Ogarek. She'll penetrate, pulls up with the 8-footer. Good. Ryan Ogarek with her first basket. She's got 3 points, and it's 31-28 Providence. Quickly back the other way. Chloe McCarthy, 3 left wing. Too strong. Yvonne Mixon for the rebound up off the glass. Ah. Missed it. Rebound tipped up and traveling.
Goodness. There was.
Okay.
No, Chloe gave a two-hand shove to the back, and I wasn't going to say anything until the play worked out there, but she did.
I just saw her go sliding across the floor. I didn't see anybody behind her.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Chloe got her with a two-hand shove.
So that's a first on Chloe. Coach Massa, I think, was arguing there was some contact on Yvonne's shot. So that is the first on Chloe, first team foul here in the second half, 5:48 to play. Coach Massey still talking with one of the officials about the no contact on Yvonne's shot.
If you can believe that, that was the first rebound of the game for Yvonne.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Ragusa, left side to Knight, right baseline. It goes to Raymer, missed the three, and the rebound, Andrea Sampson, gives way to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey across midcourt right side, bounces for Emily Meinert. Back out to Kelsey. Top of the key, it's Andrea Sampson. Andrea fakes left, fakes right, goes left, pulls up, 15-footer, missed it. Rebound stolen away by Yvonne Mixon. Now to Andrea, right wing for three, bounces off, no good. Rebound, Emily, they're going to call Emily for a foul. Are you kidding me? Going up after the rebound, they both went up equally, both had a hand on the ball, and Emily Miner got called for a foul.
Wow. It's her third, and Streaks continue to be in foul trouble.
Come on, really? Not surprised by the one that called it, though. 5:08 to play. Third quarter, Streaks trail 31-28.
And the Streaks don't know what defense they're in. This is going to possibly end badly.
Ogarek, 5-footer in the lane, puts it up in. Had three white jerseys standing there. She still put it up and in. That's her second basket. Now quickly back to the other. We tried to get to Emily Meinert and overthrown, and the Streaks turn it over now. Again, these are the things you can't have unforced turnovers in a game like this when you're not going to get any breaks otherwise.
And that was just a bad turnover. It should have been an easy catch for Emily. The bounce pass was bounced a little high. She just couldn't get her hands on it. And the Streaks going back man-to-man. They seemed confused on defense last possession.
Ragusa with it between the circles. Picks up out high left side. It goes to Bruni. Left wing now to Ogarek. Travel, no call. Drives in. Scoops it up off the glass. Missed it. Rebound. Yvonne couldn't hold on. Ogarek gets it back. Drives baseline. Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be the fourth on Yvonne.
Honestly, I thought she stepped out of bounds prior to that. And she was kind of leaning in with a shoulder, pushing into Yvonne going baseline. So four now on Yvonne, and she's going to go to the bench. And Deja Range is going to check in, as does Megan Lingefelter, Riley Jenkins, and Lauren Campbell. So four new Streaks in.
All right. We talked earlier in the game that Streaks had an odd substitute pattern of four coming in, and we see four more here.
This is Knight, top of the key. Ragusa dribbles left down the left side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass, missed it, but
looked like a push-off.
She caught the ball, went up with it. She kind of lost control, went up, and then put it back up and in. That was Bruni for the basket, and now we're going to have a push called on Knight. Am I wrong? She got that rebound, and she tried to go up for a shot. She kind of lost the ball, and then she came back down and then went up with a shot.
Yeah, I guess their argument is maybe that they didn't think she had possession initially. It looked like she did. It definitely looked like she was playing catch with herself at the very least.
Now Ogarek pushes Emily Miner. Does she receive the inbound pass right in front of the official? No call.
That's the thing. I mean, you just can't. You can't let the pushing and shoving go and then call fouls underneath. It's got to be a foul all the time.
Riley Jenkins, Emily Miner down on the left block, gets it up between two defenders, took some contact, put it up and in. Emily's got six, make it 35-30.
Strong move there from Emily.
This is Knight across midcourt, left of the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Bruni. Now down on the block, Ogarek lost the ball, got it back, put it up off the glass and in.
Nice move by Ogarek. Once she was able to collect, she was able to spin to the other side of the basket, the rim, to get that one up and in easily.
Streaks have cut it to one at 29-28. Now they trail by 7, 37-30, under 3.5 to play third quarter. Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Right wing, it's Megan Lingefelter.
Emily's getting frustrated because she's getting held underneath. And it's like, they call an offensive foul.
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Deja gets called
Coach
for
Massey's timeout. He's all the way out in the middle of the floor. He wants to talk to that official. Wow. This is ridiculous.
That was unreal.
I mean, Emily can't even post up. She's getting pushed out of the point, getting shoved, and they're not calling anything. And now you call that. Now Coach Massey
calls a timeout.
Wow.
Who did they call the foul on? They're calling on Lauren Campbell.
I have no idea. We're saying off there, I have never seen anything like this. We've seen some bad officiating over the years, and wow.
Well, this is one of those timeouts that Coach Massey called just to talk to the official, and he's trying to back away, and now he's getting teed up. And that's ridiculous because they teed Coach Massey up for just throwing his hand at the official. I mean, Coach Massey didn't flip him off. You know, he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Jeez.
This is really bad. All right, so a full timeout here. By the way, at Galesburg High School, Maine South and Dunlap underway. At the end of the first quarter, Maine South up on Dunlap 10-5. That's on the boys' side. Of course, our boys will take on Manuka following that game. So here, wow.
This official's had it in for Coach Massey all game, though. I mean, I don't know that he's called one call against the Celtics all night
morning. Like you said, Emily can't even post up. She's getting shoved out of the paint. She's standing there with her arms up and gets no call. And then I don't even know what happened away from the ball that Lauren got the call. 3:16 to play here in the third quarter. Streets trailing 37-30.
And Coach Massey having a discussion with one of the other officials now.
Well, it worked in the first half with that particular official. So we'll come back out, and Providence will be at the free throw line for the technical shots.
It looks like they're going to send Raymer to the line to shoot those shots. And
she hit 2 3-pointers in the first half.
I don't know. I just haven't seen the officiating in this game has been terrible, to say the least.
First shot is up and good.
And it's led to the Streaks not being able to. Every time they get it close, there's fouls being called on offense. And
You can't get into a flow at all. I mean, my goodness.
Wow.
Some of the worst we've ever seen. So, Providence with the basketball after the two makes, 3:16 to play.
Streaks back down by 9 now, and Providence a chance to push this one up over double digits again.
Now Deja with the knocked it away, and Emily Range comes over. Nice job by Deja. They try to get Ogaric mid-post, and Deja able to get a hand on it.
And
Riley Jenkins.
What I'd watch here is Emily's getting frustrated, and this is where she starts pushing and shoving.
Nice drive by Riley Jenkins. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Quickly back the other way. This is Knight on the run. Spins in the paint. Left hand up and good. Nice move by Lauren Knight. She's got 11. And now it's quickly an 11-point lead. Biggest of the ball game for Providence, 41-30. Riley Jenkins out high left side to Emily Meinert. High post. Back to Riley. Top of the key. Left wing. Lauren Campbell for 3. Good.
Streaks.
Lauren's first basket.
Streaks need some kind of fire here to get started. And hopefully that's it. Maybe that'll get something brewing for the Streaks.
Mahalik. Now Garrett gets behind the defense. Missed the easy shot, though.
And we're going to get a foul.
Of course.
Yeah, well,
and you saw who was down here. Yeah, well, plus,
but
she brings the rebound. She did travel with it. She comes down and she took an extra step, but who'd they call it on?
Deja, I think. She was the one that was there.
Yeah, against Deja, yep. Well, there's somebody on the other side. That's why I
wasn't. Oh, they only have Deja for 2. I have her for 3.
Now I have her for 3 also.
So one of hers must have gone to Kelsey. Remember we were missing one in the first half?
So Ogaric at the free throw line, missed it.
Emily didn't box out.
Yep. This is Knight with it. Penetrates to the free throw line, kicks out to Mahalik, and boy, that three-pointer. I remember on the free throw, she was a left-handed shooter. That looked like she was shooting at half right, half left hand, almost a two-handed push shot there. Missed it. Streaks have it. Kelsey Legg back in, gives to Emily Meinert right wing. Andrea Sampson back in, posted up. And hey, there
Whoa,
we go. Look
wow,
at that.
Wow, he
Look
blew
at
the whistle against Providence.
And I would call that ticky-tack. Andrea was posting up, and was it Mahalik?
Yes.
From behind, and had a hand on her, and he called a foul, and it's the official that's been our nemesis here. So that's the first on Mahalik. 16 fouls on the Streaks. That's the second on Providence here in the second half. Inbound Andrea. Right baseline back to Kelsey for 3. Short. Yeah. And a rebound tapped by Lexi Tucker, who's in. She couldn't pull it in. And rebound comes away to Rost for Providence.
Alexi Tucker's going to get some major time here with Yvonne on the edge of being out. Deja and Emily have foul trouble.
Three-pointer left baseline for Knight.
Oh,
bounces,
wow.
Uses every bit of
that
rhythm
was, that
fell
was
through.
A hometown roll right there.
My goodness, that's her second three of the game. She's got 14. Lauren misses the three left side. Rebound comes down to Ragusa. Now it's Knight on the run, left side. Fakes toward the baseline. Now kicks out to Ragusa on the left wing. Top of the key, it goes to Rost. 1:10 to play third quarter. Streaks down by 13, 46-33. There's a travel.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, and our best friend official called that one, too, from down on the baseline. Look
well,
at that.
Well, way afterwards. I mean.
Well, yeah, it was, but. I mean, after two steps and then the pass, then he made the call.
Well, it seems to me this officiating crew is one of those that kind of waits to see if anybody else makes a call before they think about making it, and sometimes they just let stuff go because of it.
Kelsey Lake with the drive, and she's going to go to the free throw line with two. I think it was Ragusa that reached in and fouled her.
Ross, maybe? Did they get Ragusa?
Oh, yep, yeah, went against Ragusa. Abby Ragusa. So Kelsey Lake to the free throw line with two shots with 53.4 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 46-33.
Kelsey, a 62% free throw shooter on the season.
And hits the first. Kelsey, a really good shooting night against Dunlap with, what, a couple three-pointers?
Yeah.
Mahalik back in, and she will replace Raymer for Providence Catholic. 46-34, first game of the day for the Streaks. They'll play at Manuka later this afternoon. That one's scheduled for a 4:30 tip. We'll take the air around 4:10. Second shot for Kelsey, up and good as well. Boys are going to be probably a little, well, they might be a little late as they're not at halftime. Oh, as the
Streaks get beat down on the floor.
Get beat on the press. Bruni lays it up and in. She's got six, 48-35.
You know, when you get the technical called, the coach's staff has to sit down, and now we're going to get a foul on Ragusa.
Yeah, I mean, he called this push. I mean, really overemphasized it, and there may have been a hand check.
No, it was, she tried to push through the screen.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
I didn't
that's
see.
Where
okay.
the call came
I thought
from.
he called for pushing Andrea.
That's her third, so she's going to come out and Ogaric back into the game. But the coach's staff has to sit down now that there's a timeout. I think that it hinders would hinder Providence more than the Streaks because Coach Massey spends a lot of time on the bench anyway.
Backdoor pass to Andrea on the inbound. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Emily Meinert. Kicks out to Lauren Campbell. Lauren drives baseline, gets tripped up, and that's going to be the 15th foul, and that's on Rost, and that's going to be her second foul. This has turned out, I thought it was going to be an early afternoon. We were starting just a little bit early, but this has been a long game. A lot of whistles. A
lot of whistles.
Kelsey legged inbound, and it comes to Lauren Campbell out high left side. Goes top of the key, kicks back to Kelsey left wing, dumps it down to Lexi Tucker.
Yeah, well, we got a push on the
and that's going to be Bruni. That's her first. So now it's 6-5 on the team fouls.
6-6.
Six-six, that's right. Yeah, so next foul, either way, both teams will be shooting for the rest of the game. 20.7 to play.
That'll help speed this thing up.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, it's already long, and it's going to be a little bit worse. Inbound comes to Lauren Campbell for three left wing. Can't hit. Rebound Emily Meinert up off the glass and in.
Oh, we got a foul before she scored the basket, of course.
Yeah. I guess he's calling it on the rebound. I don't know.
Yeah, he is. But
it's going to go against Mahalik.
It's one of those that's just like really like we haven't gotten calls all night. Yeah. And then finally we get a rebound that we're going to put right back up and in. And it's
He's giving her two shots. Wait a
minute. No, one and one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I was going to say, how's she going to the free throw line if you didn't count the basket? First one up and good for Emily Meinert. She'll get the bonus. She's got seven in the ball game. Make it 48-36 now. Riley Chalkley in replacing Kelsey Legg. 16.8 to play in the third quarter.
Emily, a 66% free throw shooter on the season.
Second one up. Too strong. Andrea Sampson had her hands on the rebound, but Bear able to take it away. Now Emily Meinert ties her up, but she got it away and got it off to Rost. Now it's Knight with 10 seconds to play. Knight cross midcourt with eight, now with seven. Dribbles left with six down the left side lane. Scoops shot up with left hand, can't hit. Riley Chalkley gets knocked
get
to the
floor.
We're
going to get a foul on Bear. No.
Are you calling on Riley? Oh, no. No, who are they calling on? 21. Ogaric?
Must be.
Bear knocked.
Bear's the one that
knocked
her down.
Riley to the floor. I'm totally lost.
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay, the foul went against O'Garrett. That's her first. So either way, Riley Chalkley's going to the free throw line with a chance of the one on both. Look, they've got 18 fouls. We only have six now. So Riley with a chance of the one and bonus with 2.6 to play. I don't know how, because Bear is the one that knocked Riley to the floor.
Riley came into the game just one of two on the season from the stripe, and she hits the first one.
Make it 48-37. Streaks trying to claw their way back in. Would like to get it to a 10-point lead to end the quarter here.
Unfortunately, they had it at 29-28.
Right. Second one up and good for Riley. Make it 48-38, 2.6 to play. Streaks to pick up with full-court pressure, and it comes to Knight, and she'll throw a three-quarter court shot way short. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Providence Catholic Celtics 48, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen-printing project,
it's gotta be Breedlove's.
In downtown Kewaunee.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Calling all superfans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Fourth quarter just getting set to get underway here at Providence Catholic High School in New Lenox, Illinois. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Silver Street girls basketball, the Streaks trailing 48-38 heading into the final period. Halftime at John Thiel Gym, Maine South, leading Dunlap 21-11. Providence with the basketball. This is Knight. Gives to Rostout left of the center circle. Yvonne Mixon back in. She's got four fouls.
I really don't know what defensive streaks are in. They look like they're in a man-to-man, but they're just trapping.
So they're in a man. Maybe he runs a man trap. I guess we haven't seen that if they do. This is Ross. Penetrates and travel with it. Kicks out. Three-pointer up and no good by Raymer. And the streaks come away with it. Kelsey Leg on the run to the right side. Picks up on the wing. Gives to Andrea Sanson out high right side. 7.5 to play here in the ball game. Andrea stops, fires a three right wing, too strong off the back iron, and the ball goes off of Ragusa. It's going to go back to the streaks as she tried to reel it in front of the streaks bench and couldn't hold on. So the streaks will have it. Chloe McCarthy will inbound from the end of the streaks bench. Chloe fires a three from the right baseline.
Wow.
Good!
I think Chloe's feeling it today. I think we better start looking for her a little bit more. That's nine points,
Chloe.
Right?
48-41, 7:08 to play. Streaks trail, full court pressure. And they finally get it across to Knight. Left wing. Now at high it goes to Rost. Now it's O'Garrick with it out high. Goes left, spins at the free throw line, pulls up with an 8-footer, rolls it around and through.
Not a good matchup there for the Streaks. No. O'Garrick against Emily Miner.
Now it's Chloe McCarthy quickly back the other way. Up off the glass, left side and in. Got down to the baseline, took advantage. She's got 11 and make it 50-40.
And now a steal by Chloe.
Now it's Andrea Sampson on top of the three-point arc. Missed it. Too strong. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy. Gets out to Kelsey Lake. Now Andrea out high right side. Back to Kelsey. Now Chloe left wing. Now it's Kelsey with it, and she'll reset for the streaks. Right wing, Yvonne Mixon with it. Emily Miner out high left side. Kelsey Lake. Now it's Andrea Sampson. To Emily Miner down on the right block. Goes down and puts it up with the right hand up off the glass and in. On the feed from Andrea Sampson, 50-45, 6:10 to play. Now a timeout called by Eileen Koppenhaver, and we'll take one as well. It's a full timeout, 6:09 to play. It is Providence 50, Galesburg 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
We are now at a point of voting for the lesser of two evils. But that, in and of itself, is the problem.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
6:09 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail now 50-45. They were down by as many as 13 and making a run here in the fourth quarter. Roy McCarthy making a pitch for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game with a 3, a 2, a steal.
Three offensive rebound.
And she's got, 11 points in the ball game.
11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals.
So Providence with the basketball. They'll have to bring it the length of the court against the Streaks' full court pressure. Emily Minard up playing the ball. It'll be Rost to inbound. They don't want to get burnt long. There goes Mihalik. It comes in to Knight. Knight trapped up looking for help. Gets it to Rost, still in the backcourt. That official's not counting nearly as fast this time. Finally get it across. Now from the right baseline, 17-footer up in and out, no good by Raymer. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound.
Yvonne, remember, playing with 4 fouls.
Now, they're in a 2-3 zone now.
Yeah.
Providence in a 2-3 zone.
The guy gets somebody high post.
Now get it down to Yvonne on the low block up off the glass and in. That was from Chloe McCarthy. Yvonne puts it up and in. She's got 6 now. Make it 50-47 with 5:34 to play.
I only have her for 4.
But she had one basket in. She had a basket in the second quarter, one in the third, and then that one. Now that's got to be 10 seconds. Now they finally get it across. Now this is Raymer drives, missed the easy shot. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Streaks with a chance to tie or cut it to 1. Now Emily Miner down on the block, kicks out to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Streaks. Kelsey, I'm not sure where she was going. She saw Yvonne open down kind of left mid-block and tried to make kind of a quick touch pass and just threw it. It went kind of between Yvonne and Chloe, so the Streaks turned it over with 5:08 to play. Inbound, stolen away by Kelsey Legg. Kelsey down the right side, splits the defenders up off the glass and got it! What a move by Kelsey Legg. That's her first basket. She's got 4 points. Make it 50-49, Providence, under 5 minutes to play. Full court pressure again from the Streaks. Raymer just flung the ball. Mihalik was there for it. Now it goes to Ogarek on the baseline. Traveled, no call. Drives and reverse layup, no good. Rebound
should
is
be should go ball.
To
Streaks.
Ogarek knocked it away from Yvonne Mixon. Boy, every time, she would be perfect for the NBA because every time she makes a move, she travels with the ball. And Ogarek's going to get a break. Rost is coming out. Back in is Ragusa and Bruni. Three-quarter court pressure from Providence now. Streaks trail 50-49, a chance to take the lead. Chloe across midcourt left side, gets to Kelsey between the circles. Bounces for Andrea back to Kelsey near the center circle. Left wing, it's Chloe with it. 4.5 to play. Streaks trail by 1, 50-49. Providence in the 2-3 zone. Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Left wing, Andrea Sampson bounces for Emily Miner, drives into the paint. Little hook shot up and no good. Yvonne with a rebound, put back is good. Streaks take the lead for the first time of the ball game. Yvonne Mixon rebound, put back 51-50 Streaks. This is Knight. Down the left side, goes left baseline to Ragusa. She'll bring it out to the wing. Now out high goes to Mihalik. Out high right side. Now this is Raymer with it. She holds on, trying to figure out the Streak defense here. Now a long three by Knight. That's no good. And a rebound.
That should
that's
be a
foul.
Be a foul.
Yes.
It is. That's the fourth on Raymer.
Yep. Great job by Corey McCarthy on the blockout. Got pushed by Raymer. And the Streaks with a chance to increase the lead with under 4 minutes to play.
Streaks need somebody inbound the ball here. Oh, no, 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1. So we're going to walk it back the other way, and Chloe McCarthy is going to get a chance at the 1-1. After this, Streaks will be shooting 2 from there on out. 51-50 is the Streaks' lead. What a nice job by the Streaks coming back in this one against some adversity. And now have taken the lead. Can they increase it? Chloe McCarthy at the free throw line with a chance of the 1 and bonus. She was 2-for-2 in the first half.
She came in a 59% free throw shooter.
Ooh, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Ogarek, who's back in. Lost the ball. Picked up and got it tonight across midcourt right side. So Providence with a chance to retake the lead. Ragusa left wing, out high to Ogarek left side, rather right side. Now it's Knight on the right wing. Kicks it out to Bruni. Now it's Mihalik. Out high left side, it's Ragusa. Left wing goes to Knight. I'm surprised Emily didn't get called for a foul there. Garrick tried to scoop up a shot, got caught up under the basket, and Chloe McCarthy comes away with. There's a lot of contact on all these plays here. Now Coach Copenhagen up talking to the officials. I really can't believe nothing was called there because Emily did run into O'Garrick.
Well, and with how it's been called all the game, that would have been a foul in the first quarter.
Now high-low, Yvonne Mixon to Emily Miner, lays it up and in right side. That was a nice play. Good pass from Yvonne Mixon to Emily Miner. Make it 53-50 streaks, 3:04 to play in the ball game.
Yeah, great cut by Emily and great pass by Yvonne because she put it on the back shoulder instead of trying to put it on the front shoulder. She put it on the back shoulder, which made it easy for Emily to take up and put in.
Under three to play. Mahalik out high right side to Knight. Knight dribbles left. Free throw line, penetrates, pulls up with a little runner, puts it up and in. Knight's having a good game. She's got 16 and make it 53-52 streaks, 2:37 to play in the ball game. Kelsey Legg on the dribble, right side, gets picked from Emily Miner. Right side, lays it up and in. Kelsey Legg with a couple of nice moves to the basket, another layup there. She's got six now, make it 55-52 streaks, 2:23 to play.
And the pick from Emily is what made that play happen, and that should have been out of bounds. I don't know that she...
That's a double dribble. But O'Garrick missed a shot. She caught the ball, dropped it, then put it on the floor. Dribble, they didn't call it, but she missed the easy shot anyway.
Yvonne with the rebound, her fifth.
Andrea Sampson on the dribble on high right side. Andrea picks up, gives to Yvonne out high left side. Left wing to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the dribble, gets a pick from Yvonne. Now to Emily Miner between the circles. Emily hands off to Chloe McCarthy. Bounces for Yvonne between the circles. Left wing, Andrea. Andrea Sampson with it. Dribbles right. Pulls back out, gives to Emily Miner out high right side. Under 2 minutes to play. Kelsey Legg now.
Streak's taking some air out of this basketball.
Little weave here, running some time.
Chloe had it.
An open lane to the basket, didn't take it there.
I don't think she saw it. And it would have been the right way for her, too, because she would have been coming with a right-hand dribble.
1:34 to play now. Reach is going to be called on Knight as she reached in on Kelsey Legg. That's going to be a two-shot foul, as that's the double bonus. Kelsey Legg going to the free throw line with two shots. 1:33 to play. Streaks with a 55-52 lead.
Well, and this is a tough place for Coach Copenhagen, because if she brings Raymer back in, this is probably into a situation now where they're going to have to foul. And Raymer obviously with two fouls or four fouls already.
Kelsey missed the first free throw, was online there, but a little bit too strong. Could at least make it a two possession game with a make here with 1:33 to play.
If you had told me the streaks would have gotten a double bonus in the second half, I would never have believed you.
And Kelsey hits the second. And the Streaks lead 56-52, a minute 30 to play. This is Knight across midcourt in the center circle. Right wing goes to O'Garrick, working against Yvonne Mixon, crosses over into the paint, scoops a shot, and that's going to go against Emily.
They're going to call it. Yeah, they're counting the basket. Then,
wow.
This goes back to the one in the first half with.
Oh, he called. Wait a minute.
They called it on Yvonne, so that's five
on
her.
He called a push off with the arm as if you do when you're dribbling. If there was a foul, the foul should have been on Emily. Honestly, I thought
so too, but
plus when the whistle blew, that was before she went up with the shot. So O'Garrick gets the advantage of a basket and a chance of the 3-point play. 56-54.
Just cut it down to one again.
1:22 to play. So Yvonne Mixon fouls out. O'Garrick hits the free throw and make it 56-55 streaks.
Coach Matthew, instead of going with Deja, is going to go with Megan Lingenfelter, so put a little bit more outside presence on the floor. Probably good with how the defense or the offense is set up for Providence, and now a turnover by Kelsey Legg.
Yeah, she had gotten bumped once and then tried to make the pass and lost her balance, fell to the floor. O'Garrick with it. Gives to Mahalik. Mahalik penetrates and a reach and now, to be called on Emily Miner. I think she's going to put her at the free throw. Well,
Emily's
got to
move
anyway,
her feet. Because there's no way Mahalik's getting to the rim on her if she moves her feet.
That's four on Emily now. Yeah. So Courtney Mahala goes to the free throw line. Are they calling this a two-shot foul or one and bonus?
I would assume one and bonus, right?
You would have thought, because I don't think she was shooting. Eventually,
yeah, nope, two.
There's a two-shot. Well, she made the first anyway, but
this game's back knotted up at even.
62 seconds to play. We're tied at 56. Courtney Mahala at the free throw line with one more shot for Providence Catholic. And missed it. Emily Miner with a rebound.
An iffy rebound.
Yeah, got it back. Finally got it off to Chloe McCarthy. So, will the streaks work for one here? We'll see what they do. Kelsey Legg got to get it across. Gets it into the front court now. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy. Now Megan Lingenfelter out on the left side.
I'm playing for one if I'm the streaks. with that rebound, Emily Miner now a double-double. She's got 13 points, 10 rebounds.
Andrea Sampson with 37 seconds to play. Don't want to get a five call either. That's the only one thing that worries me with this officiating crew. Chloe McCarthy left of the center circle, gives to Kelsey Legg, 28 seconds to play. Now bounces for Emily Miner. Now it's Andrea Sampson out high right side with 23. Andrea brings it out right of the center circle, gives to Chloe in the center
How's
circle.
How's that not foul?
Now reach, yeah, they call a foul on Mahalik.
That was a bad foul. They're going to put Chloe on the line.
And Coach Copenhagen's wondering why in the world she...
Yeah, that's what she said. Like, she said, why?
Why did you do that? That's three on her, so...
It's a tie game.
Yeah, Chloe McCarthy to the free throw line, and this will be two shots. 20 seconds to play. First one from Chloe is good.
Chloe. She's really making a strong bid for that Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
12 points so far and a couple of big plays to help get the streaks back in it here in the fourth quarter. 57-56 streaks lead, 20 seconds to play.
I'm sure from Mihalik's standpoint, she thought, hey, I'm gonna get an easy steal here, but you can't chance it in a tie game, 20 seconds left. I mean, you're really handcuffing your team if you don't pull it off.
Chloe puts us up by two as she hits both free throws. Now a timeout called. And I'm not sure what she's asking. Coach Copenhaver's asking the officials about something. 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streaks road games. You need to go in and ask about the pro-certified lifetime warranty. This is unlimited time, unlimited mileage. Doesn't cost you a penny. That's the great thing. You see commercials on TV for some of these programs. It's like an insurance program. You basically pay premiums. You're paying for your warranty. No, not this. You're paying nothing, and this is on all vehicles 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles. So check this out. You buy a brand-new Nissan, guess what? You got this. You've got this pro-certified lifetime warranty automatically. You know, other than a certified pre-owned, we're driving. You got to check this vehicle. We're driving a 2015 Rogue today. It would qualify. It's got 60-some thousand miles on it. Really nice ride. Got all the bells and whistles, leather with the heated seats. That's always a good thing on a day like today. So stop by Galesburg Nissan. They're 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home with a lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Streak's got to be aware of the three-point line here because you're only up by two. This team's hit five threes in the game. Four of them, though, came in the first half, so they've only hit one here in the second half.
And if somebody gets free for a shot, put your hand up, step away. You can't get close to them because you're probably going to get called. 15 to play. Now 14. This is Ragusa. O'Garrick with it with 10. Drives, penetrates, spins, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Megan Leofelter, and she gets fouled from behind by O'Garrick.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, I don't like that foul call because that was an anticipatory foul call. Megan held that ball on her far hip because of the defense in front of her, and O'Garrick originally grabbed all ball.
And there was honestly some contact.
O'Garrick
went up, that would have been called in the first half.
Right, and that's the inconsistency we've talked about that's frustrating in this because that would have been a foul in the first half, and it wasn't here. Megan on the season 3 of 8 from the stripe. So she does not shoot very many free throws.
So Megan Lingenfelter with 5.7 seconds to play. She can make it a two-possession game. She hits the first. So now
that was the biggest one to me because you want to have a three-point lead.
Right.
Now this one becomes an even bigger one because you can make it a two-possession game. But with a three-point lead, they can't now beat you with one shot.
And Megan missed the second. Rebound O'Garrick. Now four. Now three. Down court to go. Stolen by Kelsey Legg. 2 seconds to play. One to play. The Galesburg Silverstreaks have come from down 13 points, and they defeat the Providence Catholic Celtics. Final score, Galesburg 59, Providence Catholic 56. So the Streaks come back and get the win. Well, we'll get a chance to talk a little bit here because they're running behind at John Thiel Gym, and Brad and Steve will be ready in just a little bit. So we'll take a time out here. We'll come back and talk a little bit about this one, and we'll at least get to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, if nothing else. Streaks win it 59-56. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's